The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. I hope you're surviving the winter well. I know, it's a tough one, isn't it? Well, in any case, we've been making adjustments to stay warm, and the Lord is looking after us, and I'm sure he's looking after you as well. And we have some very poor people that need firewood from time to time, so we're trying to take care of them. It really has been a brutal winter. The Lord began speaking to me right away when I came into prayer. There was a little mix-up on plans and things like that, and we didn't want anyone to have hard feelings. And I asked the Lord, did I do okay with this? And he said, a little, but perhaps a more subtle way would have been better. And I thought, okay, well, what is your subtle way? I want to hear this, because I do want to be subtle. He said, I know the idea of obedience and submitting your desires to another is at times repugnant and difficult for you. I know well what it feels like to want something different than what is being asked for by my Father. It was not easy for me either. Yet I knew the plan of redemption called for this sacrifice, and so I obeyed. It was not easy. It was very painful. My cherished ones, you live in a very sweet little community, and it is sweet because you honor those who are saddled with the care of your souls. When you join a community, you cannot go on living for yourself. Rather, you're just a part in the puzzle. You have given your life and independence into the hands of a cause to be used in whatever way is convenient for the community. Before you gave your life to me, you were your own puzzle, with all the pieces in place, looking complete. But when you join a community, you abandon that puzzle and agree to take on the character of only one piece. Puzzles are powerful, a powerful picture for how the kingdom of God works. All of heaven and earth is made up of pieces in their proper places. Remove one piece, and the puzzle no longer looks like one picture. People resist obedience to someone over them because in the past it's been abused by cruel leaders for their own advantage. And the carnal nature resists being told what to do. It wants to be in complete control, make its own decisions, do its own thing in its own timing. However, there are also advantages to a community. When you are seen, you are not just one man or woman. You have an entire community standing around you. You have become much bigger than just one person. But the puzzle picture is never complete until all the pieces are in agreement and joined together. Then that picture becomes a statement with a message, with a power to change people in a good or bad way, depending on who is arranging the puzzle and what their motive is. Individuals are given the freedom to develop their talents and supported by others, rather than living in a hostile environment where they're constantly coming under criticism for what means the most to them. For you who have been on teams, you understand that when all the players cooperate, you can win against the competition. But when one player plays for himself, the team is no longer cohesive. Learning to be a team player is a challenge for most who want to stand out as the best, but they quickly learn that jeopardizes the outcome of the game, and they must sacrifice personal motives for the sake of the whole. You, my dear ones, are a team fighting against a cruel and unjust opposing team. You have banded together because you have found that being out on your own is not the ideal life, but this life comes with its challenges. To look after one another, to protect everyone, not just yourself. There is a balance between individual good and the team's good. How happy and blessed you are if you can learn to adjust to that fact that you are no longer an individual acting on your own. You are blessed with others around you who care and for whom you care. Please, beloved little ones, do not take offense at losing your independence. Commit your heart to being a member for the love of God and my kingdom. Commit to being someone that others can count on. Be your brother's keeper and care deeply for the welfare of others. This is how leaders are born. They give away their individual rights in order to care for others. They do not see themselves as standalone players, but as a critical part of the team. It takes many years to die to the self nature, and most never accomplish that, but I am here to help you wrestle and conquer it in the midst of a very dear group of souls who are also struggling to be free of themselves. Never doubt I am with you and understand all your reactions even better than you do. I see the totality of your lives and understand what makes you tick, where your old injuries are, and what sets you off. And remember also that you have a very real enemy who hates the fact that you have others that care for you, because he wants to divide and conquer and destroy every one of you and will use any underhanded means and sucker punches to accomplish that. So strive to maintain peace and brotherly love, cooperating even when it seems like a violation of your personal rights, or that you are misunderstood, or that others are treating you unfairly. If that is the case, you can count on me to correct them, but you, for your part, dismiss Satan's attempts to injure you and cause you to break the sweet bonds of peace. And that was the end of his message.